Yes, and then it's something. Then we get it at least 4 or 5 on before.
They're not even built anywhere in Casa Blanca by the city. It's just because in here they're getting older.
Here tonight, and so glad that you turn on the internet and you are in connection with us. Regardless if you are here in the California area or in the East Coast or in Korea or in England, I'm so glad that you are listening to our broadcast. And we plan to have a great evening service at Bethel Baptist Church in Morin Hill, California. Diane June is on the piano, pastor is on the pulpit. And we're going to do a good service to you. We always start with number 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Prayer, Father, we come to you in the name of our precious Jesus. We are so delighted tonight that we can spend the time together in praising your name and learning again in the scripture, refreshing our mind on that Revelation 20, who is a broadcast of the ends of time. So bless us in the knowledge of the Almighty. Give us assurance that regardless our view on the end of time, that we're going to be there, and that we're going to be in the presence and in the hands of a mighty God. Bless our song service and bless the meditation of thy word. We look forward, Lord, at the closing of the day at Bethel Baptist Church. In Jesus we pray, amen. We request you tell me what song is in your heart, and those who are on the air can get into the messenger, Yahoo Messenger, by BBCMH is our name, BBCMH 95037, and you can request a song for sure. All right, there is a song here right in the back. 449. To God be the glory. Is that right? I memorized that one, and I got it right. This is true. First stanza and second stanza of this beautiful song, To God be the glory. All right, number 449. All right, and I'm going to ask Pastor Greg, when you go back, turn on the light outside because it's getting late early now in the thing. All right, 449, to God be the glory.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, you may request another song. Darlene.
461.
All right. I love that. 461. Oh, it is wonderful. And that's the expression of a Christian, no? Oh, it is wonderful. 461. Another song you may have in your heart for tonight. Brother Gray.
132.
132. I know that. 132. That's his song. Pray for Brother Curley. He had the surgery, but as I understand now, the surgery has not improved his life. The only thing they have improved is that rather they have a ventilator connected to his mouth and a tube inside. Now his trachea is open and a portable tube is here. So rather than having the tube in the mouth, the tube is directly into the trachea and will not, that is not medicine to heal, just medicine to see if the body react by itself. The lungs are gone. And what is out of the lung is the nerve system. And your lung system, they had three parts, and one of them is your nerves who pump your lungs. And that is gone. That's what tobacco does in a heavy amount. And so the lungs are gone. And so they're trying to artificially move the lungs up and down, see if the body remember. Now, one of the things they're doing, and it's very painful, is take the sedation away. So now you are not in a state of goodness, you're in a state of pain. But it's good because then the body has to think. And under sedation, the brain do not think. So it is, in one sense, it's good, and the other is, so this week is final because if this is not working in 4, 5, 6, 7 days, the family will have to make a very strong decision. Would I keep him in a ventilator for life sitting in a rehabilitation center or will let him go? And we have to pray for Karen. The whole responsibility is on Karen. Now, I know his will already. He told me. And so I will, when I am working with the family at the end, I will tell them what he told me. But it's very difficult. And very tiring. It's a month this lady is taking care of her husband, and now it's day in and day out in the place, in the intensive care unit in Fremont. So pray for Karen and for Curley. And this is not new, okay? Of course, you saw him here with the albuterol all the time. Now, you can use it 3 times a day, but if you need this more than 3 times a day, you're in trouble. And so we need to pray that God will put peace in the family. And the worst part is there are 2 families, and Karen is the second wife, and their children from the first wife, and the children are the first one thing and the others. But legally, Karen is the wife, and he has signed papers for Karen to make decisions, which she will not make. It's very nasty. That's why I went there every other day to spend time. One time I forgot my wife was even waiting in the waiting room, and we stayed 1.5 hour with the family in the intensive care unit because it was very, very serious. And one thing is beautiful, we had to bring his dog into his bed in the intensive care unit. So we brought his dog, and he became alive. So we're trying to do things to keep him alert, see if the brain remember things. By remembering the dog, we're exercising the brain to remember things. And if the brain remember to breathe, then he'll be okay. All right, number 132. There is one person who lives always, not in a ventilator, but in eternal life, Jesus Christ. And here it is. He lives. Songs are truthful to the people that wrote it. See, that makes a difference. All right, Señora Berni.
257.
All right, here we are.
Just to rest upon his promise, just to know.
we become Christians, and little by little we learn to trust. And when God answers one of our requests or one of our anxieties, sometimes we do not even pray for, and God answers, boy, what a joy. And then you learn little by little, yeah, that works, we say. God really answered prayer, and it's just beautiful, beautiful to know. We are grateful that God bless Brother Wayne with health again. He was sick, and we miss you, brother. You're a faithful man, and we miss you, and now I'm glad that you are there. All right, another song in your heart, and nobody is on the internet tonight. So tell me, you here in the auditorium, what song will you like? All right, before I pick your name. All right. Oh, you have one. Yes, tell me, darling. Jesus Love Me. Yes, 479, Dorothy Second is going to sing. Now, that's Dorothy's. You know, your mom was like this when I met your mom. All right? Amazing. One pastor told me in New Jersey, if you stay long in the church, you will see the children. And that's my privilege. He said, stay long in the church. He was 68 years pastor of the same church. Pastor Brownlee, a German fellow. And he said, you stay long, you marry them, you marry their children, and you see the children, and it's just beautiful. And that's my age now. I'm getting older. I see the children of those who were like this not too long ago. Looks at my mind. All right, number 479, and we don't have enough. Well, if you and come on here. All right, you come here, darling. Come here. We sing together. All right? Jesus love you. Come on, yeah, young James, come on here. All right. I know his father when he was young. Okay, we got a nice little choir here. Okay, what do you think? Okay. Oh, wow, no, that's good. All right, look. Very soon. All right, here we are, 479. She's confusing. German piano by a Korean player, and everything is going well. All right, and now at least one or two more before I'm going to do Revelation 20, 4 to 6 again. All right, I'll tell you, anticipated. My wife came from the Bible study, women's Bible study here on Monday, and she told me about the material. So I sit down and pull apart the material, and there was a thought this lady had, which is very, very helpful. And it's the title of our evening meditation, which is Natural Exegesis. I call it, she called it something else, but I call it Natural Exegesis, which brings a disagreement with her conclusion, but brings also a clarification in my mind of what I saw. You know, you read materials, and this man bless you in this way, the other bless. No one man holds all the truth. You have to really know that. And so I want to do verses 4 to 6 again, because my wife asked me in home some questions. I had no answer. So I said, I better study again. And we really going to have a real understanding. At least I am happy. You know, sometimes you do the study, and you think you understand it. And my wife did not ask me here the question, but asked me in home, and I had no answer. So I studied again. And you know what the wrong part will be is not to admit that you were not clear. So you do it again. I don't care how many times I had to do it until it's just peaceful in our mind. Remember, prophecy is always 2-3 ways. All right, what is the number? Yes, Greg, again. Oh, boy, he has to. Oh, let me get my wife before I get in trouble. Okay. 490. All right, 490. That means 490. Okay, good. See, I understand. I have a good mind. When love shines in. 1 Corinthians 13:13. There is faith, there is hope, there is love. The greatest of all, said the King James, is love. Let me read the first stanza again. Jesus comes with power to gladden. When love shines in, every life the world can sadden. When love shines in, love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away, turn our darkness into day. When love shines in. Boy, we all need that. We all need that. Let's sing the last stanza, stanza 4. Your favorites? Okay, who wants one more? Oh, no, it's just Greg. All right. Just Greg, you know. All right. My wife now is upset. No, come on. He cried. Maria, take care.